Eric Howard runs an Indianapolis organization called Outreach Inc. that's been providing services to homeless Hoosier kids for 20 years. Every kid he helps fills out a Frank survey to find out what their daily lives are like.
They start telling us all sorts of behavioral characteristics, sleeping patterns, health patterns, food patterns. They tell us their sexual practices, drugs of choice, what is going on in their world. It also hones us to say, are we doing what we say we do as a ministry of transforming the lives and equipping them of homeless teens?
Howard says paying attention to the facts of their existence will help social workers and school administrators give real help. To the social workers in the room, some of the studies Howard quotes have shocking statistics.
So a study that came out of Canada, over 1,500 homeless teens, they identified the first time abuser was not a stranger, was not the male, it was the biological mother.
That's something he says he uses when he helps to train police officers who respond to domestic violence calls.
The officer comes up, maybe he sees the male in the home. What do you think that officer immediately goes to? Because most of you went to it too, whether you want to admit it or not. Who's the abuser? The male in the household.
In the most recent group of data, 2013 to 2014, the Indiana Department of Education reported more than 18,000 homeless students. That total has increased by thousands since the years immediately after the recession. Some local counties like Tipton only see two or three homeless students a year. Counties like Madison, Grant, and Howard are seeing hundreds.
Sometimes you'll think they're poor and they really are sleeping in a car.
Barb Nearing with the Marion Community Schools says the definition of a homeless student is very broad.
You know, I ask people what they think is homeless, and they always think it's someone under a bridge. These can be sometimes 10 kids in one home, three or four families living in one home.
There are federal programs in place for schools to help provide meals, books, and transportation for these students. But Nearing says that money goes fast, especially with a lot of homeless students to serve. Howard reminded the social workers and care organizations in the room that over his last 20 years working with homeless kids, he's learned that services are often secondary to having trustworthy people to ask for help.
It wasn't the bus passes, the food, the clothing. Those are neat, nifty icing things. It was the fact that someone was actually consistently there for them.
In Marion, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.